Okay, everybody, welcome to a brand new season on So Luminous Radio. It is the season of allowing. I want to talk to you a little bit about allowing, and I brought my favorite soul sister, Joni Eisinger. She is here with me now, psychic channel healer. Joni, welcome to So Luminous Radio in this introduction to this brand new season.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I feel honored to be here at the opening of your new season.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, allowing everyone in the soul universe, listen, allowing isn't something that we do. It's actually the absence of doing. Okay? It's the letting go that frees us. So when we allow, we let go of something and that frees us. Allowing is the faith that God in the universe asks us to have, all right? Allowing is releasing old perceptions. And it's a lack of judgment. Allowing is a lack of judgment. It's an opening and an expansion of perspective that's more whole. And allowing is the absence of forecasting, okay? So what ifs, and if I do that, then all of that. That is what we call emotional coloring, when we're holding on to something, when we have a tendency to have this certain perception, when we feel off kilter that things aren't happening the way we think they should, or someone says something that offends us and we carry it on and we think that they're a jerk, or why did they say that and they meant to hurt me, when in fact a whole other reality exists that is out of our reach, simply because we are not allowing room for an expanded perspective. We have like the golden goose by the neck. We're strangling. We want the golden egg so bad. We want to know it. We want to know where we're going. We want to have the faith. We want to feel happy. So we want that golden egg, and the goose can't get air, so it can't lay the gosh darn egg. So we need to release our grip. So Joni, in this introduction to this so important season, after our season of continuum and our season to thrive, what are your thoughts on this concept of allowing and what could it bring to us?
This is such a loaded word. It's fabulous. This word could have us go in so many directions. I'll try and cover the top few that come to mind. When you share your definition of allowing, I think of the first thing that came up was fear. Now, I work with many clients who are fearful, and as a result, they are not allowing for healing to come in. So when we talk about allowing, many people might hear that word and say, well, I've been trying and I've been searching for that, but it hasn't been happening. Mm. And I would say that underneath that, there's the block, the overall umbrella that we would call fear, that is moving someone from going to that place of letting go, that being in the moment and having miracles take place. So many people do, in fact, we'll talk first about those that are not there yet. There are many people who are trying desperately. They're in therapy. They go to 12-step. They're reading self-help. They're meditating, yoga. They're journaling. They're chatting with loved ones. They're doing healthy distractions. They're eating well, drinking water, exercising, etc. Yet things aren't happening. Things aren't taking place. I think it's important for that soul to then take a look at what they might be afraid of, what fears they have not addressed, and also whether they, in fact, are taking time to be in the present. I believe that being in the now is when one's issues can all come up. That's usually when people, when they are forced to stop, that the anxiety level goes up if they haven't worked through their issues. Mm. So to be mindful of what your fears are, what your unfinished business is key to learning more about why you have not received that allowing, the abundance, the love, the recognition, whatever it is you're wishing to come through. And again, the other piece here would be stopping, being still. Many people do that via meditation, where they rest. They just stop what they're doing. They go over to the couch and they just sit. That's oftentimes when people's anxiety goes up. Mm. And when the chatter in their mind starts coming up and they can watch the ticker tape go across the screen of what their issues are. So with those two practices, I believe that a person can begin to be aware of why they might not be allowing. If a person is in the moment, then a person is not fretting about the past, and they're not doing the woulda, coulda, shouldas on themselves about what coulda, woulda, shoulda happened.
Right.
And they're not jumping in and also worrying about the future. I don't know if this is going to happen. Is this going to happen? Well, what if this happens? We can't control the future. It's going to unfold, and the past is already done, so we can let that go too. So that's my first piece about allowing. Also, I think that there's another part here too regarding a person's issues. Many people do not receive because they do not feel worthy of. And to allow someone to assist, to give, to lend, to offer, many people do not allow. I want to share an experience I had yesterday where it was a fabulous aha moment for myself, of a wounded part of myself that needs to be addressed. I was in New York City visiting a friend who was in from LA, and we were in a cafe, and the waiter came over and he was going to put my teapot down. And I moved things aside so he could have the teapot just right. And he said, no, this is fine. And I'm still arranging the table for him so he could put the teapot down and not have the dishes and other accessories in the way. And then he was going to pour the tea for me. And I said, oh, I can do that myself. He said, no, no, no. And I realized that I wasn't allowing this man to gift me with that wonderful service of being taken care of. And I turned to my friend and I said, wow, who needs a therapist here? And mind you, for those who are listening, I was a therapist for 10 years. So that's, you know, we are always works in progress. And I looked up at this waiter and I smiled and I said, wow. I said, I think I learned something here. He said, yes, we're here to take care of you. And after that morning, we were walking, my friend and I were walking, and I said, wow, you know, I felt uncomfortable there, but that little teapot episode was one of the most powerful things I've experienced in a long time. So to bring that back to allowing, if we have an issue regarding whether it's deservedness, self-worth, if we have not felt comfortable or haven't experienced others doting on us, caring for us in a certain way, we might actually find that to be so alien that, and it might actually be quite painful to allow another to be there for us, because we have to then reflect that we have not in fact received that enough or even ever up until that moment.
Mm. And, you know, that lack of allowing, which is usually, you know, you're not allowing when you're always doing. So you were looking to, oh, I'm clearing the table for him. Oh, no, I can do that myself. Right. So you weren't allowing him to serve you, and you weren't allowing yourself to receive the gift. I just want people, you know, listen to the universe, that the constant doing and thinking and planning and organizing and analyzing is what prevents the allowing. That's not to say that you shouldn't take inspired action. Like if you're inspired to figure things out and reach beyond from the seen to the unseen, then you give Joni a call, right? So But let me just say this as well. Not allowing denies your soul its full expression, because allowing to receive is actually feminine energy.
Mm.
Right? It's the yin and the yang. All right? So we need to add a little bit more yin. Right?
That's
so,
right.
You know, that's really important. Marianne Williamson did answer this question for this particular woman. I may have mentioned it in one of my previous podcasts, but the woman was saying that she was only attracted to spiritual people, but they happened to be spiritual people who didn't want to work. And so that she had to help them. And, you know, everyone in the audience, of course, started laughing, but this particular woman was obviously a doer and a rescuer and would do for other people where she perceived that they could not do for themselves, when in fact she was also preventing herself from receiving that which they, if they had the responsibility open to them, if she stopped doing, would allow her to receive, which denied her whole feminine energy. And, you know, you can look at the metaphors of the chalice and all that kind of stuff, and a woman is to receive. And feminine energy is the earth energy, okay? And we are constantly receiving from the earth. We take, actually, all right? We're allowing ourselves to receive from this beautiful planet Earth, right, from Mother Earth. And so why can't we do it with other people? And why can't we do it with faith, just to keep ourselves wide open? Joni, in your experience with any of your clients, without, you know, revealing the identity of anyone, can you give us some other examples where not allowing has caused someone undue heartache or pain? And then if there was a realization of sorts, when they simply let go, that, you know, miracles happened?
I'm going to think for a moment. I'll say more as a group, because there's a theme. There are many people who, I'll even talk about the people who are spiritual seekers. There are clients that I have that are spiritualists themselves, and they have many, many friends, a lot of support. Yet when, and they're receiving the support, they're allowing the support, yet there's something that, there's like a monkey wrench somewhere in there where they're not taking action. They feel the love, they hear the words, yet they're gripped. Is it allowing? Are they allowing it in? It comes to, there's a fear that many clients have regarding taking steps when they have in fact received. I'm not sure if this is quite answering the question, because it's, well, did they in fact allow? They might have allowed for the generosity of others to come in and whether do a healing or a reading, but when it comes down to it, they're so gripped that I'm not sure if it has just washed over them. Maybe that relates to, has one in fact allowed? Because if one has allowed, does that mean they then have shifted?
You know, I want to clarify so how do you allow, right? Because if we're saying, you know, we're thinking this way, or say we're feeling victimized. It's like, that's just not fair. It's just not just. I work so hard. I deserve better than this. That's not allowing. That's creating this whole story about how no one understands you and how the universe is ignoring you and all that stuff. I mean, we all know. I've been there. I still go there, right? We all do, because we're human, right? But But I did have this experience the other day where I was feeling like, oh man, you know, I just can't focus and I have so much that I should be doing. And I just am tired. And so when I'm tired and I need to clear my head, I go out for a walk. Well, it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so I took the hound, Prudence, out for a walk. And I plugged in my headset and I wanted to listen to Dr. Christiane Northrup because I love getting knowledge. And of course, I could not get my phone to play what the download that I wanted. And I'm like, all right, Michelle, okay, listen, now do something different. So I just plugged into Pandora and I mm-hmm. picked a brand new station. And the songs were so awesome. They immediately expanded my feeling. I was like so happy. I was actually like kind of dancing down the street. My neighbors probably thought I was nuts, but I was like skipping and the dog was happy. And it lasted as long as I listened to all these songs that were so awesome for like a half an hour. The bus driver stopped and gave the dog a treat. The school bus driver stopped me on the road and mm-hmm. gave the dog a treat. Like my neighbors that I didn't know were laughing, like they're waving at me and beeping a horn. And so my point is, people, that when you're allowing, you have to get to not only a better feeling place, but a really good feeling place. And what does it take? For me, it happened to be, and it was unintentional, that I plugged into a new station and I listened to music instead of a educational seminar. So I stopped doing educating myself, but I didn't intend it. I just did something different that really held no responsibility. And my mood was elevated, and then I immediately received. I received dog treats. I received enthusiastic waves and beeps. I was so happy when I got home.
You were rewarded by the universe.
Immediately, though, Joni, immediately. And mm-hmm. so that's what I'm telling everyone. It's like it's like when you get a reading from you, right, Joan? Like, I'm allowing the reading to come through. Okay. But then, okay, now I have to act. All right, what does that mean? So we do this hyper analysis when, mm-hmm. in fact, maybe we just need to sit back and breathe and go for a walk and go by the river or the lake or whatever it is or in the mountains. And breathe and just look at the flowers and look at the sky. And then your intuition pokes through and you get to receive this amazing guidance from the reading by tapping into a better feeling or a great feeling place, a higher vibration.
Well, so I believe that where the fear comes in, which is what I had shared with earlier.
Yeah.
I had two women come to my home for readings. And immediately when I started, the woman challenged me and said, well, anyone could say that. That's so general.
Yeah.
And then the other woman, every time I would look at her, because they came together, they sat together, she would actually lean back and away from her friend and away from me as if I was scary. And by the end of this first session, the woman said she was disappointed, and she said she had no interest in past lives. And then the other woman spoke and said, I don't want a reading. And she asked me how I could be focusing in on her friend without picking anything up from her or any negative stuff going on to her. Obviously, there was fear involved on both of their parts. So I've experienced this before with people who are not allowing divine information to come through, and I found that fear is involved. The fear of the unknown, the fear of what would it be like if I learned something new? What would it be like if I put my trust in another soul that they would be channeling information for me, which I didn't know?
Right.
So that's another example. It's a little bit more extreme of people clients who've come on my path who aren't there. They won't take in what the divine crew has to share with them.
Mm.
And so there is a continuum of allowing, as I'm sure. And talk about the season of continuum and the season of allowing. If we could just segue from continuum to allowing.
I know, huh? That will take us a drive.
The continuum of allowance.
So you know, when we are fearful, even if we're not conscious of it, but if we're putting an obstacle in our way, so we say we want something, you know, where we go and we do something like a reading with Joni or a client calls me and consults, and then you don't act in the way that you're advised because it's unfamiliar, that's fear stopping you. And so you perceive that there may be chaos if you do this new thing, if you allow this advice in, if you act on this brand new thing, because it takes new action, new perspective, new everything. That's scary. And so we perceive our lives to become chaotic if we act on this new information with new behavior. However, quite the opposite is true. What happens is if we don't act on what we pursued with the new behavior, fear is the chaos. Okay, so but within what we see as chaos is an absolute pattern of old behavior. So if we can see that pattern of old behavior within the chaos and just see that within that chaos there is some order and just sit back and observe it and just say, I'm not going to go there anymore, you can witness by the way you feel and then through your new behavior, this whole new freedom, which is not chaotic. So we kind of like have this perspective of new behavior, change, chaos. When it's like, no, it's fear, hold on to old behavior, chaos.
I agree with you, Michelle.
You know,
where someone will have a reading and then they'll experience the new information. They'll have that, let's say, a reading or a coaching by you, and then they have the free will choice what to do with it. And if fear does come into play and they remain where they are, the universe has a way of pushing, coming back, and possibly giving it a little bit harder for you with a lesson. Something is going to come on your path that's going to nudge you and make you feel a bit more uncomfortable. People wonder, well, why did I lose that investment and the next time I lost even more? Or why was that first breakup awful, but the second one was just absolutely outrageously awful? The universe does come tapping. Tap, tap, tap. Hey, wake up. We gave you this opportunity. Hey, wake up. And that's a law of the universe. When things become imbalanced, the universe is trying to right that imbalance. So I'm not sharing fear here like, hey, you better wake up or else. But it is a natural law of the universe to have things be in balance. So if one is not, the universe and their spirit guides that we have assigned to ourselves before we come into a lifetime, they're chatting and they're advising, and we have other messengers and other delightful divine ones that are here for us. And there's it's a delightful conspiracy of sorts where there might be arrangements in the realms along with your higher self regarding what might be put in front of you next in order for you to move further along on your path rather than remain back.
Yes. And, you know, I wrote this blog post quite a while ago. And it was an observation of a storm coming through when I was at the river. And so to watch the storm coming through, you would think on immediate first impression, it would say, oh, chaos. You know, you're fearful that you might get struck by lightning. You're near water. You know, do I have a blanket? Do I have shelter or something like that? But as I observed the storm, there was a harmony surrounding me. The leaves, they all, you know, turn their undersides up at once, and all the trees swayed in the same direction and then the other direction, and the birds all flew together. And it was like, so within the chaos, there was absolute harmonization, but I could have seen the chaos and been really afraid.
Right.
And projected the lightning strike and I'll be cold and my car's a mile away. Or I could stand back and say, you know what, I'm here, I'm kind of stuck right now, I'm just going to witness this. And when I did, I saw the miracle of what was happening around me.
Beautiful.
And just like on my walk that I took, when I plugged into the vibration of really great music, it raised my vibration immediately, so other people responded within seconds. So,
perfect example.
Yeah.
Again.
So we don't have to like take this huge. We don't have to take a big decision and allow. I must allow. If you're saying
that's
I
right.
must allow, you're not allowing.
That's right. It's a process.
It is.
For someone who isn't used to allowing, it takes getting used to. You can, baby steps is perfect.
Oh, baby steps, I think, is the only way, and just a million of them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, along with allowance, there's another A word here, and that's acceptance.
Mm.
Acceptance is key, I believe, in order to allow. If a person is accepting of their now, and they take that dole, and they say, this is right, this is ordered, and this is right, there's probably some type of a harmony frequency that then goes off. And that makes it, I believe, easier for that person to consider allowing. I believe they go hand in hand.
I think
if a person is rejecting their
totally
current situation,
agree.
It would make it quite difficult for them to allow whatever is before them.
You know, with the clients that I deal with, the ones that have the most success are the ones who have given themselves a permission slip.
Right.
So that's a little technique. It's like, I'm like, give yourself permission. Give yourself a permission slip. You can make this decision now. You can choose to eat totally organic and give up processed food. And for some people, that's super scary because of their kids and their spouses. And they think, they project, right, that someone's going to be mad. And if they're mad, that means it's going to be some hard days ahead. If they still stay mad, they might divorce them. And they'll be alone and fat forever. I mean, but that's how we humans do it. So, but the ones who write their own permission slip to simply begin to eat organic or to meditate or to exercise or to hire Michelle as a coach or to have hire Joni, you know, to do a reading or a healing. It's so useful to write out your permission slip and then just accept it. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can just be a little thing, but those people have changed their lives when they get that permission somehow, then they do it. So it's allowing, you know, there's no judge there. You know, permission insinuates that there is someone judging, but really it's you who are judging yourself, right? So you're giving yourself permission, even though it feels like an outside source. But I find that the permission slip technique works famously, and you can choose something that you've been procrastinating on and chunk it down and, you know, give yourself permission to do something. So Joni, I want, in wrapping this up, we talked about fear, we talked about chaos, we've talked about acceptance, which I totally concur is key in order to allow. How is it with what you do that you can help us to allow, to see, to, like, how is it that that all works with you?
Well, if a person comes to me, if a client comes to me and says, I am not abundant, I keep debting, overspending, or I can't seem to hold a job, or I haven't been able to hold on to a partner. This is all, again, the allowing it to come in. All the themes all have to do with allowing something into your life. I can jump into other lifetimes where the client is experiencing simultaneous incarnations. We like to call them past lives because people like to think of time being linear. In spiritual land, as I like to call it, there is no sense of time. There is no concept of time. Everything is happening in the moment, in the now. So I just jump right into, I ask, and I just, boom, go over to the lifetime where that soul is incarnated, where something happened. Something got tripped up. There's an imbalance. There's karma. And that the soul has experienced some type of crossing another soul, unforgiveness towards self or other. And I can assist the person in identifying what lesson or lessons were being learned in that lifetime that didn't work out so well. They weren't learned. We do the forgiveness work. Energies are freed, and then I jump into this lifetime, and I tie in that lifetime with this one, and then I can also channel what they need to now work on in order to move forward. When you can work through other lifetimes' karma, the imbalance, the negative action, the unforgiveness there, and release with forgiveness work, you're giving yourself the darndest of chances of exploding in this lifetime because you have released the bindings elsewhere that always have a bleed-through effect here. Mm-hmm. The stories that we have are limitless. They go on and on regarding why a person wouldn't allow. They could have been destitute, and as a result of the destitution, they're so traumatized they come in this lifetime, and they might have poverty mentality, and they're unable to bring it in. They could have been a John in a brothel, and they were pimping out women, and they were not allowing these women to experience love and intimacy in a normal, balanced way. Therefore, possibly this is karmic debt. And in this lifetime, they're giving themselves the business by not allowing themselves to have a healthy partner, an intimate and healthy relationship. So there are a gazillion reasons why a person might not be allowing. And I'm able to identify that for them and set them on a path. Doesn't mean that overnight they will become an allowing individual, but the energies are clearly freed, at least as in my experience with what I do. I stand behind my work, and that my clients do report shifts.
Mm. You know, I am a testimonial for Joni because when I first met Joni over the phone, we've still not yet met in person, although that day will come soon.
Oh, it will.
I was sitting on my back deck and she, you know, said, I'll do, you know, a reading for you. And I had this particular issue where I felt like, oh my God, like these people will not stop attacking me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like I'm trying, you know, I'm like sending them love, I'm cutting the cord. Like, and it was, and so you did this reading on me and my throat felt like, oh my God. I'm like, what the hell is the matter with my throat? Oh my God. What's, and I felt this physical thing. Like, I'm like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people say they feel the healing. Yeah. They feel
yeah.
It.
And so everyone in the soul universe, what you won't even believe the words that came out of Joni's mouth. That I was feeling this before she said anything. Mm-hmm. And then she said in a past life, I was with this other person who was my sister who happened to be a man in this other life. And, you know, my throat was slit and I'm like, what? And she went through this whole, here's the dog again, right? Cause she picks up on Joni's energy.
Oh, the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. It was absolutely amazing. And so I'm telling you, soul universe, that before she said anything, it was like, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And it was like, I felt it. I wasn't scared because I felt like I was in a trusted and safe place, but it was highly, you know, unexpected. But that connection, that bridge was immediately realized because it was obviously, I mean, you didn't construct it. You just happened to plug in the connection with something that was already there. Right. Mm-hmm. And then And so I got this information, and it was like a psychic attack type deal. And after that, it stopped.
You felt the release of the throat slitting, and you did the forgiveness work to heal yourself here and there.
So, I mean, that was an amazing experience. And that's why I trust Joni so much. That was our first meeting together. And that's why we're so close right now, because she's this trusted person for me, that I've referred many, many people to, and quite a few of my clients and my family has been on the air and had readings, and every single person has realized, I mean, like, been floored by what you've said. I'm going to share the third chapter in a very powerful reading that you did with someone who was posting in a question about their son who was addicted to heroin. He ended up going into rehab because he had an overdose. And this is the first time that he has ever successfully come to completion with the rehab, and now he's on this whole new life where he realizes that he needs a bigger commitment, and he got accepted. Only a few select people get accepted into this program where he's going to be working with other people with the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so this person, Joni, you said was hanging on by a thread, and that his mother needed to let go, and she was kind of had some karma about judgment and doing too much. Yeah. And that's what she did. She let go, and she opened on so many levels, and she opened up, and she just allowed his full expression, and suddenly his spirit has surged into a huge life of hope.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. So that's the third chapter from the reading that this woman got. And I'm sharing it with the Soul Universe because what you said was spot on.
Thank you. And I love my job.
Yeah. So I think on that note, because I'm tearing up here, we're going to wind down. And Joni, do you have anything that you'd like to share? Like, can you tell people right now on the end of that story how they can get in touch with you, how
sure.
easy it is, how readily available you are? Because I already know how talented you are.
Sure. Go to joniswhitelighthealing.com and you can contact me. And if for some reason you have difficulty, I might be having website issues. I'm not sure. Someone emailed me or Facebooked me and said that they tried to contact me via my website and I hadn't responded. So if you can't message me through joniswhitelighthealing.com, you can Google me under Joni Isinger, or you can also friend me on Facebook under Joni, Joanie, Isinger, that's Isinger, and just tell me how you found me. And I'd be glad to friend you and also, share anything about how I operate, what my rates are, et cetera. And I do Skype and phone sessions for folks who aren't local to central New Jersey. There are folks who are in New Jersey who, in fact, would rather have their reading or healing in the comfort of their home, and that's fine. People don't need to be with me in person in order for the reading or the healing to be effective. And I work 7 days a week. I work around your schedule, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Mm, thank you, Joni. And, of course, I'm testament to the fact that you do not need to be one-on-one. In fact, you know, when I do my mindset coaching and everything, I don't like to do it one-on-one. Of course, exercise, I do one-on-one, but I like to listen to the intonation of their voice. I like to feel their energy. I get so much more information. And it actually breaks down barriers when you're over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that, because there's no assumptions made, really, or there's less assumptions. So it's an incredible experience. I am the very happy recipient of multiple readings from this incredibly talented soul sister of mine. So, Joni, ending the introduction, to a season of allowing. We're in for a really great season. We're going to come up with another date for next month.
Definitely. And thank you so much for having me today. I love being here. Love being in the soul universe, the soul luminous universe with you.
And I love it too. And I love for all of our listeners to be here. So, of course, you can access all of my interviews and Joni and I co-anchoring this podcast at soul-luminous.com. And if you just go under Soul Luminous Radio, you will see Joni's page. Joni Eisinger has her own private page with lots of content on it. And you can hook up with her on her website from any one of the links there and listen to any one of the readings that she's had with these people. And some of them will be familiar because I've referenced one or two tonight. So you can get the whole story there. So thank you so much, Soul Universe, for being here. And Joni, big hugs. Love you.
You too. Bye, honey pie.
Bye.